A job search in today's job market for a PhD-level job in particular is one of the toughest things you will ever do. To put yourself out there over and over and over again is draining. It wears on you. The constant rejection beats up your confidence. Without feedback, it can feel like you're drowning. This strenuous journey is often accompanied by stress, anxiety, and this looming threat of burnout. You feel exhausted. So it's vital to recognize these challenges and employ strategies to navigate them effectively, ideally before you start to feel the full weight of them. Here are some insights on how to maintain your mental well-being and your energy levels during your job hunt. First, establish achievable goals for your job search. Instead of applying to a vast number of jobs daily, aim for a manageable number of well-targeted applications weekly, like 10, 15, this is a good number, 2 to 3 per day. This approach helps in maintaining focus and reducing the feelings of being overwhelmed. Next, structure your day as if you were in a job. Allocate specific hours for job searching and make sure to include breaks. A routine brings a sense of normalcy and control, reducing stress levels. Make sure you're engaging in activities that promote relaxation as well in between, right, and well-being. You want to make sure that you have time to rest so that you can refill those energy reservoirs. This could include exercise, meditation, hobbies, or spending time with people you care about. Remember, taking care of your mental and physical health is crucial during this time. It's crucial to maintaining your energy levels. Next, network intelligently. While networking is essential, it doesn't have to be exhaustive. Plus, just interacting with other people, even if you're an introvert, can actually energize you. Focus on building quality connections rather than quantity. Attend networking events selectively and prioritize interactions that are likely to be beneficial. You should also be quick to seek support. This could be professional guidance from career coaches, joining a job seeker support group, or simply discussing your challenges with friends and family. Sharing your experiences can provide relief. You'll see that you're not alone. It's a very challenging job market, and translating a PhD right into an industry job is tough too. So this last one is really important. You have to be able to reflect and adapt to what's going on. You have to regularly assess your job search strategy. If something isn't working, you have to change your approach. This can mean revising your resume differently, trying new networking tactics, or exploring different job platforms or just different jobs that you're targeting. You got to stay informed, but not obsessed. Keep yourself updated on industry trends and job market news, but avoid obsessively checking job boards or emails. Turn on your notifications so you can get back to people, but don't obsess. You don't want to heighten anxiety. You don't want to distract yourself from productive activities. Okay, this goes hand in hand with maintaining your perspective. Remember, a job search is a marathon, not a sprint. It's okay if it takes time to find the right opportunity. Stay positive and keep in mind that this phase is temporary and a part of your larger career journey. Finally, make sure you celebrate all your small victories, whether it's a positive response from one person, an invitation for an interview, or mastering a new skill. These victories can boost your morale and motivate you to continue. They'll raise your energy levels. This is important. So in conclusion, while job searching can be demanding, implementing these strategies can significantly alleviate stress and prevent burnout. Make sure you're connected to why you're doing what you're doing. What are the benefits? What's going to look like on the other side? Get excited by that daily. Remember that your well-being is as important as landing the next job overall. So stay balanced, stay positive, and the right opportunity will come along. It just takes one yes to turn everything around. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a 2-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder that's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program. That'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now: the book, the Resume Builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.